So as our brother Albert said,
像我们 Albert 弟兄所说的
，Robert and I get to share this time.
所以啊 ，Robert 弟兄和我今天早晨和大家有一些交通。
So my main goal is to make sure I hand off the baton properly.
所以我的任务就是要把接力棒交给 Robert 弟兄。
So though we may stumble, may the Lord keep us from falling.
但是也许我们会摔跤，但是让主让我们不跌倒。
Robert and I will be sharing and I guess if we can put an overall theme or wrapping around what we're going to share, it really relates to responding to this call of the Word of God and returning home where we belong.
如果我们要把教授来总结一个主题，我和 Rob 弟兄一起要交通的是我们怎么样向神的话语、他的呼召有回应，然后让我们回到他的天家。
So I'm going to talk first a little bit about the word, this word of God, and his speaking of his word and responding to that word.
我首先交通一下神的道，他怎么样向我们说，我们怎么样有回应。
And then Robert's going to bring us to that place of coming home where we belong to dwell.
那 Robert 弟兄要跟我们交通，我们怎么样回家？因为那是属于我们的家。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 1. So 1 John chapter 1.
请大家打开约翰一书第一章。
We're going to look at 1 John chapter 1 verses 1 through 4.
我们要看约翰一书第一章一到四节。
What was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands concerning the word of life.
论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。
And the life was manifested, and we have seen and testify and proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us.
这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在，且显现于我们那永远生命、永远的生命传给你们。
What we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you also, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ.
我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子。耶稣基督相交的。
These things we write so that our joy may be made complete.
我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。
So I really appreciate our brother Ty's opening this morning, which I was didn't know what he was opening with until he opened.
我感谢泰夫弟兄今天早晨播饼聚会前面所讲的，因为原来不知道他要讲什么。
But he talked about this word of God, our Lord Jesus Christ, that was with the Father from the very beginning.
但是他跟我们讲到这个生命之道，我们的主耶稣原来和父是在一起的。
And how he came to reveal himself, to manifest all the glory of God in our very presence.
但是他道成肉身，来到我们中间，匆匆忙忙，有真理，有生命。
And how very few really, when he came, saw, heard, and responded.
但是很少有人能够听到、看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过。
So this morning we want to talk briefly about how corporately we do need to hear, respond, and then hold on to this word of life.
但是今天早晨我们要和大家交通，我们怎么样作为一个团体，我们要靠听到来回应、来持守这生命之道。
So this word, this living, ascended, enthroned Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这个我们的主是一个活神，他是坐宝座的主。
See it described in the Bible many ways: Wonderful, Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God.
他有很多的称呼，奇妙测试、全能的神、和平的君。
Many descriptions, many aspects of really one Lord.
虽然有不同的。表现，但实际上是一位神。
One Lord, and He has manifested Himself in His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
他借着他的儿子耶稣基督向我们显明。
And the question is, have we heard, have we seen, have we really touched and handled this word?
但问题是我们听见、看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过吗？
Have we looked at and have we examined what he has revealed to us?
我们看见，我们也摸过吗？
So we begin to come to the end of a summer season of conferences.
这个暑假快要过去，我们有很多的夏令会。
Times in these conferences where we've seen the Lord reveal something that's on His heart.
但是在这个夏令会里面，我们看到我们的主向我们显明他的心意。
There even seems to be a sense of urgency that the Lord has as He has spoken in these times.
当主向我们说话之后，我们看到有这样一个紧迫感。
And in many ways, we responded, or there has been a response, an immediate response to that word that He has revealed of Himself.
在很多的方面，我们马上就有一个回应。
Sort of an arresting of our hearts, getting of our attention.
因为主的话激动了我们的心，也吸引了我们。
And an immediate response is a right thing.
那我们马上就有回应，这是一个对的事情。
But there also needs to be a lasting response.
但是我们更需要一个持久的反应。
So two things that in the brief time that I'll have that I want to share and ponder together with you this morning.
所以今天早晨我们愿意和大家一起交通来思想这两件事。
One is how do we hear together and respond to this full counsel of God?
我们第一个是我们怎么样一起来听到并且向神的旨意有回应。
And a real key to the answer to that question is in this word or in this idea of fellowship.
关键就在于我们的交通。
Secondly then, how do we hold on to this word to have a lasting response, a fulfilling of the word?
第二个是我们怎么样持守这个生命之道让它有持久的效应并且能够造就我们。
And so we'll talk briefly about how the Lord has given us corporate prayer to take hold of His will.
所以我们要来谈一下团体的祷告，我们怎么样来实现神的心意。
So first, this hearing and responding to the word.
第一个就是说是我们怎么样听，怎么样来向神的话语有回应。
So the Lord does speak in a multitude of ways, and He speaks to us individually, and He speaks to us corporately.
因为主多次多方的向我们用不同的方式说话，有的时候是向我们个人说话，有的时候向我们团体说话。
And as we said just a few weeks back in San Antonio, the Lord stirred our hearts. He stirred our hearts and spoke to us about this body of Christ and our privilege to be built together as the body.
就像我们在夏令会圣安东尼奥那个主激动我们的心，像我们所说的，我们是在同一个团同主的身体的里面。
He manifested this aspect of His passion for a body. And how that's even represented in this Church of Philadelphia.
他像借着那个腓拉铁腓的教会向我们显明我们怎么样在应该过一个团体的生活，在教会里面一同被建造。
The Lord continued to even expand upon that as some of our fellowship participated in conferences on the East Coast and then most recently on the West Coast.
而借着在东岸或者西岸的聚会，主也不用不同的方式向我们说话。
And as the Lord continues to speak of Himself and speak forth that word,
当主向他们向我们说他的话语的时候
，One of the questions that came forth even in the conferences or in times after that is, do we really comprehend that this is the Word of the Living God?
那我们一个问题是说我们真正的懂得了神的生命的之道吗
Our Lord Jesus Christ is speaking of Himself to us.
主向他自己向我们说话。
Have we seen the Lord Jesus when He speaks?
当主向我们说话的时候我们看见了吗
And is it a corporate scene? What have we seen? What have we heard? What has been the result of that word going forth?
如果是一个团体的看见的话，那我们到底看见什么了？我们怎么样回应了？
Have we heard and seen what we really think we might have heard?
我们所看见、所听见的，是我们所预料的吗？
And obviously, as we hear the Lord, our heart is to respond to Him.
所以当我们听见主的话语的时候，我们的心就会有反应。
But to really truly respond, to truly comprehend all that the Lord is, to grasp that fullness, we really need this aspect of fellowship.
所以我们当我们要来完全懂得主向我们显明的话，我们只有通过交通。
When the Lord even spoke to the crowds in parables when he walked this earth,
当主在地上行走，他借着那些比喻来向众人说话的时候，
he would speak the parables, and then often we'd see him gather the disciples, and they would continue then to consider this word, and he would expound, and he would answer questions to help understand what he was speaking of.
当我们看到他会让那些门徒他们在一起有交通，他们会继续的来思想。有讨论，他会跟他们更多的来显明他的话语。
He would have that dialogue with those that were closest to him.
他会与那些与他最近的人一起有一个交谈。
And we need that aspect of fellowship today.
所以我们今天需要有那样的交通。
We must continue to take these words, or this word really, because again, it's a single word about many aspects of our Lord Jesus Christ.
虽然我们也要把这个道来更多的思想，因为这个道是关乎我们的主耶稣基督。
And we must continue to share it together. We must continue to examine it together. We must continue to handle it together as a body. Otherwise, there will be missing pieces.
所以我们必须在身体的里面一同来思想，一同来交通，否则我们就会不能够完全看到主要向我们显明的话语。
This is the way that the Lord has given us.
因为这是主给我们的一个道。
So we see in this, even this passage that I read, John, our dear brother John, who was quite aged or quite old when he wrote this passage.
所以当约翰写这本书的时候，他已经年纪老迈。
I think most of us or all of us would testify, you know, John was one that knew the Lord.
我们可以说约翰是认识主的。
John even physically is described in the body or Bible, excuse me, as laying his head upon the breast of the Lord.
因为圣经里面甚至提到，约翰把他的头靠在主耶稣的怀里。
He was one that even you get the sense that heard the heartbeat of our Lord Jesus.
所以他甚至听过主耶稣的心跳。
But in this passage, he says and uses that word "we."
但是在这个经文里面，他说的是我们。
What we have handled, what we have seen, what we together have touched.
他说的是我们听见、看见、亲手摸过。
It's that body of Christ, one body, and then one head in the Father and the Son.
因为就是在基督里面的一个身体，同一个身体，而我们的主和耶稣基督作为我们的头。
So what is so special about we? Why is it a collective we?
那为什么是我们？这个复数是这么的重要。
The reality is we all heard something.
因为事实上我们每个人都听到一些。
We all continue, if we have an ear to attune to the Lord to hear something.
那如果主允许，我们也可以继续听到更多的话语。
But the fact is, we still have these human bodies, these human limitations that impact how we hear, what we hear, what we see.
但是因着我们人的局限，我们会局限于我们所听见、看见和摸过的。
We each grasp and glean something of the Lord as He speaks.
当主向我们说话的时候，我们也许有不同的得着。
But it may be influenced by where we are in our spiritual walk.
也许跟我们这个属灵路途的上面的光景。
It may be influenced by a lot of experiences that we've had in our life. It may be influenced by how much we read the word.
也许和我们生活的经历和我们读圣经的经历有关。
It may be even influenced by the vessel that delivered the word.
也许和那个向我们传讲神话语的那个器皿有关。
Could be influenced by the fact of whether it was we heard the word in our first language, second language, third language.
也许和我们听到的道是我们的母语、外语或者甚至是第二外语有关。
And then we do know when the Lord speaks, there is an enemy out there that challenges and tries to distract.
那我们也知道，当主向我们说话的时候，我们的仇敌在那里搅扰我们。
And that's one of the main reasons we need to continue to reflect on that word, but we also need one another and the gleaning that each one of us have of that word.
所以当我们听到主的话语的时候，我们不但需要反思，我们也需要和弟兄姊妹有交通。
So I want to use an example to kind of get us to think a little bit about this.
所以我愿意举这样的一个例子，让我们来思想。
So whenever the police have to investigate a crime scene,
当警察来到一个犯罪现场调查的时候，
there's a collecting of evidence, there's a gathering of information.
他们有一个很多的那个证据的收集。
There's certainly a gathering of the obvious things and the outward things.
他们也许会收集很多外面很明显的东西。
But generally there's a gathering of a lot of questions that need to be answered, a lot of information that needs to be gathered.
他们会有很多的问题，也需要收集很多的证据。
You want to really take a look at many things before you come to conclusions or try to make determinations.
因为你需要思想很多的事情，然后呢得出你的结论。
And then often a key component of that is witnesses to a crime or to what has happened.
很多的时候最关键的当然就是见证人。
And the more witnesses, the better.
有见证人越多越好。
If you've ever seen the testimony or depositions of a witness, often if you have many witnesses, there's some commonality in what they have to share and how they answer the questions, but there's also a lot of differences.
如果你在法庭上看见那些见证人的见证的时候，他们也许说的很多是同样的。但是他们的见证也有很多的不同。
And a lot of this is influenced by who they are, what they have, or how they pay attention to certain things.
很多的时候，这是因着他们本人的背景或他们怎么样来观察一个事物有关。
We are often influenced by the natural.
我们很多的时候被我们的天然本性所影响。
The reality is the Lord has created us differently.
因为主造我们每一个人都是不一样的。
And the Lord has created us even to perceive things or be sensitive to certain things differently.
也许主让我们来观察某一件事情，像这和对不同事情的敏感度也不一样。
Now I'll make a general statement, but frankly, women are a lot more perceptive than men, generally speaking.
通常来说，女性比男性更有观察力。
They're a little more observant to some details.
他们更注意到那些细节。
And that's okay.
这是好的。
Because the Lord has created us male and female, and without each other, we're incomplete.
因为主造男造女，如果没有对方的话，我们就是不完全的。
And in a bigger sense, that's very, very much true in the body. He's created each one of us, and without each other, we are incomplete.
这在教会作为一个身体来说也是一样的，因为我们没有弟兄姊妹，我们就不是完全的。
So typically, when you take testimony, one person may have noticed the clothing that somebody was wearing.
当我们一起有交通的时候，有一个弟兄姊妹或者他会谈到那个讲员的结束。
Another person seems to be more perceptive to the hair, the skin tone, coloring, perhaps.
也许另外一个弟兄更注意那个讲员的外表。
Some are more perceptive to the shoes that the person was wearing. Some of us would pay no attention to that.
很多人也许更注意那个人穿什么鞋，但有的人根本就不注意。
Sometimes you may notice behaviors of different people.
很多的时候，你也许更多的注意是他外面的表现。
And ultimately, the more witnesses again brings more clarity as you can put all of those pieces together.
很多的时候有更多的见证，你就能更清楚的看见，因为你可以把个人不同的见证把它们拼起来。
And in the body of Christ, as we consider how big, how vast, how wonderful our Lord Jesus is.
我们当我们一起在同一个身体里面，我们就可以看到我们的主是何等的伟大。
We really need this principle of examining and pondering and considering the word together in fellowship.
所以我们真的是要强调我们一起在身体里面的交通来看来看来听主的话语。
Now in our case, the Lord Jesus wants to reveal himself.
因为在我们这个情形里面主耶稣愿意向我们显明他自己。
He wants us to discover everything that's on his heart.
他愿意我们明白他心里的每一个心意。
And it's often our limitations that really keep us from entering into the fullness of that.
但是很多的时候是我们自己的软弱让我们不能够完全明白他的心意。
But as we consider this word, as we fellowship together this word, as we continue to share it, then we gain more light. There is more fullness that comes forth.
所以当我们一起来思想来交通他的话语的时候我们就可以更多的得着。
We begin to see new angles, new perspectives that we think we heard something and then it's like, wow, but I didn't see that aspect of it.
那我们也许会意识到我们有一个角度我们完全没有原来没有原来完全没有想到看到。
We often look at when there's a sister that's got a diamond ring, just got married. You know, if you look at Patty's hand right now, you say, ooh, look at that.
你也许看到一个姊妹刚刚结婚她有一个那个钻石的那个戒指。
But diamonds are something that sort of catch our attention. We think there's a certain aspect of beauty and we see very little, though, of what it is.
因为钻石也通常会引起我们的注意，因为我们自然认为钻石是美丽的。
If you ever had the opportunity to take a glass and look through it like the diamond cutters do and look into the aspects, there's really an immense amount of beauty and a lot of detail inside of a diamond.
但是当你像那个钻石工那样拿一个放大镜来仔细看钻石从每一个角度。你可以意识到很多原来你没有发现的美丽。
In fact, as they look and they study, there's some defects, and when you really find one that's pure, it greatly enhances the value.
当很多的钻石，它们里面有缺陷，但是当你真正找到一个钻石里面没有任何的缺陷的话，它就更有价值。
And the Lord wants us to examine Him in that way.
所以主也愿意我们用同样的方式来验察他。
And he does reveal himself. He does show himself to us individually. But again, without that corporate aspect, we cannot enter the fullness of what's on his heart.
是的，主向我们每一个个人有一个显现。但是如果我们不能在团体里面的交通，我们就不能得着他完全的丰富。
And then fellowship, as we do fellowship one with another, what we find is that it always leads us back to fellowship with the Father and the Son.
所以当我们来思想这个交通的时候我们就回到这个题目与父与子有交通。
So what is fellowship?
那什么是交通呢?
So I participate in some professional organizations and they like to take this word fellowship and if we share things that are common or talk about a theme that's common that to them that's fellowship.
我参加一些专业的协会当我们一起来讨论一个共同的话题或者想法的时候我们就觉得这是一个交通。
And if it's for the purpose of the greater good of mankind, again, to them that qualifies as fellowship.
所以当这些交谈是为着人的共同的好处的时候我们就说这是一个交通。
However, true fellowship is really centered always in the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是真正的交通是以我们的主耶稣基督为中心的。
It really begins with Jesus and it ends with Jesus.
以主耶稣基督为起点 以他为终点。
Now, does this mean that our fellowship always has to have spiritual words, religious jargon?
但是这意味着我们所有的交通都必须有属灵的术语或者行话吗?
Or is there a place for us to share, to get to know one another, to really consider the aspects of one another's lives?
那是不是有一个专门的地方我们一起来思想我们个人和弟兄姊妹的生活。
As we share around the lunch table in the coming hour, is that fellowship?
当我们在哀宴的时候，我们交谈的时候，那是交通吗？
And I would say that actually, as we get to learn about one another, the pressures in one another's lives, the challenges in one another's lives, the things that affect us.
我愿意说，当我们来彼此了解我们生活当中的压力。 或者挑战的时候，让我们更多的来了解弟兄姊妹的时候，
That can be fellowship.
那就是一个交通。
As we see those things, it also helps us understand when we hear one another share about what Christ is doing.
当我们这样交通的时候，我们就可以更多的看到主耶稣基督是怎么样在我们每个人身上做工。
It gives us an insight. It gives us an understanding where the Lord can then reveal Himself in a certain context.
所以让我们有更多的看见，看到主是怎么样在各种各样的环境当中做工。
So the question is, are we really listening to one another? Are we really getting to know one another?
但是关键的问题是说，我们在听我们弟兄姊妹所说吗？我们在更多的认识我们的弟兄姊妹吗？
Do we learn to take these things that we start to learn about one another, and does that lead us to pray for one another?
当我们更多的认识我们弟兄姊妹的时候，我们有更多的交通吗？更多的祷告吗？
And do we even think about the aspect of praying for these simple times that we have to share together?
当我们思想过我们为着这样简单的交通也有一个祷告吗？
We need the Lord to help us see that.Each and every one of His children have a deposit of Christ.
所以当主愿意我们看到在我们每一个弟兄姊妹的身上都有主的生命。
And we need to interact with that Christ in order to see the fullness of what's on His heart.
所以我们需要有彼此之间有那个生命主的生命的交通。
If we are to lay our heads on His breast and hear His heartbeat, we must be in fellowship one with another.
所以当我们把头靠在他的胸怀里面，听见他的心跳的时候，我们就有这样一个交通。
And that fellowship will lead us to a greater fellowship with the Father and the Son.
所以这样的一个交通就会把我们带入一个更大的与父与子的交通的里面。
So secondly, and very briefly, I want to talk about then how do we, when the Lord reveals Himself, He starts to increase our understanding of this word of life of himself.
所以当主让我们更多的来明白他生命之道的时候，
How do we hold on to it? It says that he has given us this word so that our joy may be made complete.
所以我们怎么样来遵行这道，让我们的喜乐充足？
And our joy cannot be complete unless the joy of the Lord Jesus is complete.
所以我们只有在我们的主耶稣基督喜乐充足之后才能够喜乐充足。
Our joy can only be complete if His heart is satisfied and if His will is done on earth as it is in heaven.
就当他的心意满足，他的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上时候，我们才能够喜乐充足。
So how is this accomplished?
那怎么样来达到这一点？
The Lord has provided and He has promised and said, when two or three are gathered in His name, that's when His hands move.
当主耶稣告诉我们说，当我们两三个人一同在地上祷告。他就在那里做工。
That's when he responds.
他就向我们有回应。
And so we must learn to come together, to pray corporately together.
所以我们必须学习，我们一同来到教会，在团体里面有一个祷告。
If we are to have a lasting response and to truly take root downward that bears fruit upward, we must be a people that pray together.
所以我们如果想向下扎根、向上结果的话，我们就必须有一个团体的祷告。
Now to pray together, we have to pray first individually. We can't come corporately to a group and pray to somebody we don't know.
所以我们必须学习先个人的祷告，然后我们才能够进入这样一个团体的祷告里面。
And when we do come together, there's not some that are spectators. When we come together, we have to corporately as one come into the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以当我们来到团体的里面祷告的时候，我们不能有人只是旁观，因为我们必须一起祷告。
And then when we do pray corporately, there is a discovering of what is on the Lord's heart.
所以当我们一起祷告的时候，我们必须首先发现，首先来找出主的心意如何。
And it's not for personal gain, but it is for the gain. It's for Christ's sake.
不是为着我们个人的好处，乃是为着满足主的心意。
Now there can be even a personal item that we collectively pray about. There can be some personal gain that's a result of that prayer.
我们也许为着某一个个人，为着某一个弟兄姊妹的好处，我们一起祷告。
But the ultimate purpose is really for the gain of Christ.
但是我们终极的目标是为着主的心意满足。
For the Lord to reveal His longing to make us into one body, one bride.
让他向我们显明他的心意，他是愿意我们进入同一个身体的里面。
The English Friday night group has been considering these songs of ascent.
当我们英文组的弟兄姊妹他们在学习那个上行的诗歌。
Collectively sung by the people of Israel as they annually made their trip up to Jerusalem.
这些是那些以色列人他们每年去耶路撒冷的时候所唱的那个诗歌。
And the whole thing was these songs were sung together and they were steps forward to ultimately lead to a union with Christ.
这些诗歌 的题目都是说最后进入与主的合一的里面。
And the Lord wants to take us on that journey, and through that journey is corporate prayer together.
所以主愿意把我们带入这样一个团体的祷告里面。
Now there's many opportunities to pray corporately.
所以我们有很多的机会可以来实行这个团体的祷告。
Certainly we have times Tuesday night, Wednesday night,Even Friday night, Saturday, different gatherings.
我们星期二、星期三、星期五晚上、星期六、星期天。
We also have gatherings of just family, or gatherings of amongst two or three families that may get together at times over a meal or over just a picnic together.
我们也有家庭本身的聚会和几个弟兄姊妹家庭的聚会。
All of these times are opportunity for us to learn to pray together.
这些都是一个给我们这样的一个机会来学习一起在团体里面的祷告。
No, it's not easy to pray together. It takes a dealing of the Lord for us to be able to gather and pray together.
这是不容易的，因为我们需要主耶稣与我们同在。
But in that, the Lord is able to gain something of what He desires and to continue to build us together as a body of Christ.
但是如果我们有这样的一个团体的祷告，主就能够让他的心意得到满足，让我们能够一同进入这样一个合一的里面。
So I'll just say that we need to consider what are we praying about, and are we praying together to take hold of what's on the Lord's heart?
那我们需要思想，为着主的心意满足，我们是祷告什么？我们怎么样一起祷告？
So may the Lord by His grace lead us into this fellowship each with one another and with the Father and the Son.
求主借着他的恩典让我们进入这样一个交通来进入父和子的合一的里面。
That we may learn to stand corporately and there be a lasting response that the Lord's full desire soon would be accomplished.
让我们能够一起在团体的里面能够站立得住，我们的祷告能有个长久的回应，向着主和向着父和子的心意，让他们能够心意能够得以满足。
With that, I am going to hand off the baton and the microphone.
然后下面我们把那个接力棒和麦克风交给 Robert 弟兄。
感谢主，这样的机会和弟兄姐妹们交通。
I thank the Lord for this opportunity to fellowship with brothers and sisters.
我很羡慕我们 Stephen 弟兄已经跑完了。
I long for the fact that brother Steve has finished his course already.
他把这个棒子交给我。
And he passed the baton to me.
那不跑不行。
So I cannot but run.
保罗说我们要向着标杆直跑。
Paul says that we have to run toward the goal.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们感谢我们赞美你。
Lord, we thank and praise you.
实在是早上，实在借着这样的时间，主用话再来光照我们。
Through this time this morning, Lord, use your word to enlighten us.
因为离掉你，我们什么实在是什么都不能做。
Because apart from you, we can do nothing.
求主亲自来向我们的心说话。
We entreat the Lord to speak to our hearts.
让我们说的、欢意的、听的都能够同蒙造就。
So that we can all be built up together, whether we speak or translate or hear.
感谢赞美主，听我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We thank and praise the Lord in Jesus' name. We pray.
我们大家打开路加福音十五章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 15.
路加福音十五章，这里呢有三个比喻。
In Luke chapter 15, there are three parables.
这三个比喻都是大家我们都很熟悉的比喻。
And we're all very familiar with these three parables.
讲到迷羊的比喻。
It talks about the parable of the sheep.
失钱的比喻。
The parable of the lost coin.
还有浪子的比喻。
And the parable of the prodigal son.
我们主耶稣呢，他讲话呢， 很多时候都用比喻。
A lot of times when the Lord spoke, he used parables.
因为在古时呢，他借着先知呢来晓谕我们。
Because in the old times, he talked to us through prophets.
他借着末世呢，他借着他儿子来跟我们说话。
In the end times, he speak to us through his son.
所以这些比喻呢，是主耶稣他自己说的。
And these parables were uttered by our Lord himself.
我们来仔细看这十五章呢，这比喻是跟谁说的呢？
So let's study carefully. Who were these parables uttered to?
它是跟众税吏和罪人、法利赛人和文士说的。
It was uttered to the multitude of tax gatherers and the sinners.
今天呢，它是跟我们所有的福音朋友还有信主的弟兄姐妹们说的。
Today he's also speaking to all the gospel friends and all the brothers and sisters through these parables.
因为第一个迷羊的比喻呢，讲到从一百只羊里面呢掉了一只。
Because in the parable of the lost sheep, it talks about how out of 100 sheep, one sheep was lost.
掉了一只，我们要去找。
Because there's one lost sheep, we have to go find it.
第二个比喻呢，是十块钱掉了一块钱。
And the second parable is about somebody having 10 coins and she lost one.
掉了十分之一，那更要去找了。
And you've lost one tenth of the coins, and of course you have to go look for it.
第三个比喻是浪子的比喻。
And the third parable is that of the prodigal son.
这里有两个儿子。
There are two sons here.
掉了一个。
You've lost one.
不得了，掉了一半。
It is a big deal. You've lost half.
那要去找，那更要去找了。
Of course you have to go look for him.
所以呢，我们这里看到呢，在这个浪子的比喻里面呢，又分两段。
So we also see that in the parable of the prodigal son, it's further divided into two paragraphs.
因为他有两个儿子，一个小儿子，一个大儿子。
Because he has two sons, a younger son and an older son.
所以我们今天呢，我们主要来交通的是这个小儿子的故事。
So today we're only fellowshipping on the son of the young, the parable of the younger son.
好，那我们一起来读路加福音十五章，我们从十一节读到二十四节。
So let's read verses 11 to 24 in a chapter of Luke chapter 15.
耶稣又说，一个人有两个儿子。
And he said, a certain man had two sons.
小儿子对父亲说，父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。他父亲就把产业分给他。
And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the share of the estate that falls to me. And he divided his wealth between them.
过了不多时日，小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去了，在那里任意晃荡，浪费资财。
And not many days later, the younger son gathered everything together and went on a journey into a distant country, and there he squandered his estate with loose living.
既耗尽了一切所有的，又遇着那地大遭饥荒，就穷苦起来。
Now, when he had spent everything, a severe famine occurred in that country, and he began to be in need.
于是去投靠那地方的一个人，那人打发他到田里去放猪，他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥，也没有人给他。
And he went and attached himself to one of the citizens of that country, and he sent him into the fields to feed swine.
他醒悟过来就说，我父亲有多少雇工，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？我要起来到我父亲那里去，向他说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子，把我当作一个雇工吧。
And he was longing to fill his stomach with the pots that the swine were eating, and no one was giving anything to him. But when he came to his senses, he said, How many of my father's hired men have more than enough bread, but I am dying here with hunger. I will get up and go to my father and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight.
于是起来往他父亲那里去，相离还远，他父亲就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。
I will get up and go to my father and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired men. He got up and went to his father. And while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion for him and ran and embraced him and kissed him.
儿子说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称你的儿子。
And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son.
父亲却吩咐仆人说，把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿，把戒指戴在他指头上，把鞋子穿在他脚上， 把那回牛犊牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐，因为我这儿子是死而复活，失而又得的，他们就快乐起来。
But the father said to his slaves, quickly bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet, and bring the fattened calf, kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found. And they began to be merry.
我想这个浪子的比喻大家都听说过。
I'm sure you've all heard about the parable of the prodigal son.
那我们仔细来看，比较这个浪子的比喻跟那个失钱跟迷羊的比喻的话，
If you compare and contrast the parable of the prodigal son and the parable of the lost sheep and the lost coin.
前两个比喻都说到罪人悔改，在第七节跟第十节讲到罪人悔改。
The first two parables all talk about repentance of sinners in verse 7 and verse 10.
在浪子的比喻里面没有提到罪人这个字。
In the parable of the prodigal son, the word sinner does not show up.
更清楚的来说，这是个儿子的比喻。
More clearly, this is a parable about a son.
因为在圣经里面，儿子是有特别的意思。
Because in the Bible, a son has special significance.
是父与子的关系。
It is a relationship between the father and the son.
我们跟父神的关系是父与子的关系。
Our relationship with the father is that of the father and the son.
父子的关系是不会因环境而改变的。
No circumstances can change the relationship between the father and the son.
神救了我们，那我们今天能够成为他的儿女。
God has saved us so that today we can become his children.
神的恩赐和选召是没有后悔的。
So the gift and the calling of God are irrevocable.
我们都如羊走迷，神来寻找。
We're all like sheep that have gone astray, and God is seeking us.
带我们进了主的羊圈里面。
And he has brought us into the fold of the Lord.
因着白白的救恩，今天我们得称为神的儿女。
Because salvation is free, we can be called the children of God.
我们已经经过那个得救的喜乐。
We've already passed through the joy of our salvation.
那我们应当来思想，难道这样就够了吗？
So we should think about this. Is this sufficient?
因为我们知道得救不是唯一的目的。
Because we know that salvation is not the only goal.
神在我们的心中有那更美好的旨意。
God has a better goal in our heart.
那今天呢，借浪子的比喻呢，我们来思想神要跟我们说什么话。
So today, through the parable of the prodigal son, we need to reflect upon what God wants to say to our heart.
这个是儿子的比喻。
This is the parable of the son.
对每一个蒙恩儿女的比喻。
This is a parable of every single child who has been saved by grace.
这个儿子呢，还不是小婴孩。
And this son is not a babe.
已经长大了。
The son has already grown up.
像年轻人，可是还没结婚。
It's like our young people here, but he hasn't gotten married yet.
还没小孩。
And he has no children.
他有一点能力了。
He has a little power.
他已经知道，他以为自己知道了些什么。
He thinks he knows something.
所以他跟父亲说，父亲，请你把我给当得的家业分给我。
So therefore he said to the father in verse 12, give me the share of the estate that falls to me.
我们第一个来讲，为什么小儿子要离家呢？
So first we want to say, why would the younger son want to leave his house?
因为他这个家或许他觉得待得太久了。
Because he may feel that he has stayed too long in his house.
觉得没有什么新鲜的了。
He feels that there's nothing fresh in his house.
像现在很多年轻人在教会长大，他们也要离家。
And just like a lot of young people who have grown up in the church, they also want to leave the church.
可是离家，这是一条每个蒙恩儿女必走的道路。
To leave your house is a path that every single person who has been saved by grace, they have to partake.
孩子离家也是他们必走的道路。
For a child to leave the house is also something that a child has to partake.
我们做父母的只能替他们祷告。
We who are parents can only pray for them.
同样的，神也只有替我们祷告。
Likewise, God can only pray for us.
因为在这里，父亲把产业分给他的时候，一句话都没有讲。
Because here, when the father separated the estate, he did not say a word.
因为他知道这个小儿子是必须要有这样的经历。
Because he knows that this younger son has to go through this experience.
可是小儿子在这个时候，他根本不知道父子的心意。
However, the younger son at this time had no clue what the father's heart is.
他自己觉得我应该得什么？
He in his heart thinks, this is what I deserve.
我应该得什么?
This is what I deserve.
约伯怎么说呢?
What did Job say?
约伯说,我赤身与母胎,也必赤身归回。
Job said, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall return there.
弟兄姐妹,我们是空手来到这个世界的。
Brothers and sisters, we came to this earth with empty hands.
我们也要空手回去的。
And we also would leave this earth with our empty hands.
我们在户家的一切不过是白白得来的。
Everything that we have gained from our father's house is we gain it freely.
有什么可夸的呢?
What is there to boast?
我们得救不是靠我们的行为。
We were saved not because of our deeds.
免得有人自夸。
So that anyone can boast.
实在是感谢主。
So we truly thank the Lord.
多少时候我们也像这小儿子一样，我们应着我们的景象，我们要走自己的道路。
A lot of times we are just like this younger son. We are stiff-necked and we insist on going our own way.
可是主有时候就允许我们任凭我们走自己的道路。
And sometimes the Lord allow us to insist on our own will and go our own way.
所以在十三节呢，过不少时日呢，小儿子呢就把他的所有的收拾起来了。
So in verse 13, and not many days later, the younger son gathered everything.
开始他浪子的旅途。
And went on a journey of being a prodigal son.
他偏离父神的心意，走自己眼中看为正的道路。
He has gone astray from the father's way, and he goes in the way that he thinks is right.
而且走得远远的。
And then he went to this distant country.
他是用走的。
He was walking.
旧约有个约拿。
In the Old Testament, there's Jonah.
神要他往东，他要往西。
God wanted him to go east, and he of course wanted to go west.
他走得不够快，他坐船。
And walking was not fast enough, so he got on a boat.
如果他有今天有飞机的话，他可能坐飞机哦。
Today, if Jonah were living here, he would probably take the plane.
可是我们想过，我们走得越远，我们回家的路是越远。
But have you ever thought about this? The further away you've gone, the bigger the distance between home and where you are.
所以下面呢，在十四节到第十五节呢，十三节到第十四节呢，这个儿子呢离开家之后呢，就任意晃荡，浪费资产。
So from verses 13 through 15, after this son has left, he squandered his estate with loose living.
这一段日子呢，是一段没有神的日子。
This period of his life is a period of life without God.
没有父亲的日子。
This is a period of his life where the father was not in.
离开神的家，就是离开基督的身体。
After, because when you leave the father's house, you've left the body of Christ.
他就任意放纵，浪费资产。
And therefore he squandered his estate with loose living.
其实浪费资产就像浪费生命一样。
Because when you squander your estate, it's like you're squandering your life.
因为在那一段漂泊的日子是不被神纪念的日子。
Because on all the days of your squandering, these are the days that the Lord will not remember.
所以保罗在以弗所书里面劝诫我们，你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人，要爱惜光阴。
Therefore, Paul told us in Ephesians that do not be foolish, but be wise and make good use of time.
因为现今的世代邪恶。
Because the time is evil.
期待求主真的是光照我们。
May the Lord truly enlighten us.
多少时候我们落在这样的光景里面。
A lot of times we have fallen into such conditions.
在我们落在这样的光景里面，这个小儿子做的第一件事情呢，就是去投靠那个地方的一个人。
So when we've fallen into these times, the first thing the younger son did was to attach himself to a person in that country.
人不能做什么?
Men cannot do much.
没有办法救我们那脱离那穷苦的光景。
Men cannot help us depart from our poverty.
所以他落到一个光景呢，他要以诸真实。
He has fallen to a condition where he has to fight the swine for food.
所以大卫说道，当我闭口不认罪的时候，我真是终日哀恨，骨头枯干。
Therefore David talked about when he kept silent about his sin, his body wasted away through groaning all day long.
这小儿子在这里呢，是走到一个人生的尽头。
So the younger son at this point in his life has gone to the end of himself.
可是呢， 我们记住他还是儿子。
But remember, he's still a son.
他再怎么流浪，再怎么晃荡，他还是神的儿子。
No matter what a prodigal son he is still a son of God.
神的爱还是没有离开他。
The love of God has not departed from him.
借着环境，神再来唤醒我们里面对神的爱。
So through circumstances, God is enlightening us with this love toward him again.
在那个光景里面，他没有神，没有交通。
In that condition, he had no fellowship with God.
人也不能给他做什么。
And men could not do much for him.
所以这是第一段。儿子怎么样变成了浪子
？So this is the first paragraph. How the son has become the prodigal son.
然后从十七节到二十四节呢，讲到这儿子这个浪子呢，怎么样又变回一个儿子
？So here from verse 17 to 20, it talks about how the prodigal son now returns to become a son.
在十七节呢，他说他醒悟过来。
So in verse 17, it talks about how he came to his senses.
我不知道在这十七节跟十六节跟十七节之间呢，相隔了多少的时日。
I don't know how much time has ensued between verse 16 and 17.
也就是说，我们不知道小儿子在这浪子的光景有多久。
Which, in other words, we don't know how long the prodigal son was being a prodigal son.
我们不知道。
We don't know.
但是感谢主。
However, thank the Lord.
主他的爱没有离开过我们。
The love of the Lord has never departed from us.
小儿子醒悟过来了。
Therefore, the younger son has come to his senses.
他醒悟过来，他有那回头的亮光。
So he came to his senses and he was enlightened to return.
弟兄姐妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
如果我们今天还在十六节的光景，甚至要求主怜悯我们。
If we're still in the condition of verse 16, may the Lord have mercy on us.
在诗篇，摩西说：“求神指教我们。”怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。
So in the Psalms, Moses has said to us, "Teach us to number our days, that we may present to you a heart of wisdom."
弟兄姐妹，今天我们在世上还有的多少的生命可以这样的浪费
？Brothers and sisters, how much of your life can you afford to squander away?
我们的生命是一天一天的衰残。
Our life just deteriorates day by day.
我们的外体是一天一天的毁坏。
Our outer being decay day by day.
甚至求主光照。
May the Lord enlighten us.
那我们也像小儿子一样，能够早点醒悟过来。
So that we can be also like the younger son, that we can come to our senses faster.
看到神家的丰富，离了主，我们什么都不能做。
So that we can see the provision in the Father's house, and apart from the Lord, we can do nothing.
保罗在大马士的路上，他蒙主光照。
Paul was enlightened on the way to Damascus.
他当下悔改。
And he immediately repented.
将自己献上为主所用。
And he offered himself up to be used by God.
这是主所纪念的。
This is what is remembered by the Lord.
悔改是需要行动来配合。
Repentance requires appropriate action.
所以保罗劝勉我们，应当悔改归向神，行事与悔改的心要相称。
Therefore, the Lord, Paul has exhorted us to repent often and to have a life that is worthy of the calling with which we have been called.
所以在第十八节到第十九节呢，儿子准备好了，他要回家，要跟父亲来认罪，来悔改。
So in verses 18 and 19, the younger son is well prepared. He's going to go home and he's going to repent to the father.
然后就起来，在二十节就起来。
So in verse 20, he says that he got up.
他在第十八节那里讲到呢，他要回家说：“父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。从今以后，我不配称你的儿，称为你的儿子，把我当作一个雇工吧。”
So in verse 18 and 19, he said to himself, "I will, you know, I've sinned against heaven and in your sight. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired men."
从他所准备的这句话里面呢，我们知道。他有一个心态。
So from this preparation, we see that this is his heart condition.
他有一个雇工的心态。
He has the attitude of a hired man.
他要回家做雇工。
He's going to go home and be a hired man.
这个雇工的心态呀，也让他觉得说呢，他在户家那么多年，他有当得的东西。
This attitude of a hired man also illustrates that he's been as a son in his house, and there's a lot of things that he deserves.
就像 你请人来割草，你要付钱，这是雇工。
Because if you, for instance, if you hire somebody to mow your lawn, you have to pay him because it's a hired man.
你自己割自己的草，没有人付你钱。
And if you mow your own lawn, nobody's going to pay you.
因为这是你的家。
Because this is your house.
儿子是不需要付工钱的。
You don't have to pay wages to your sons.
所以这个雇工的心态呢，让他觉得他有当得的。
So this attitude of a hired man illustrates that he thinks he is entitled to something.
可是在所以我们看到在这浪子的故事里面，第一件事情，神就是要让这个儿子知道他自己不是个雇工。
So from the parable of the prodigal son, the first thing God wants the prodigal son to know is that he is not a hired man.
所以他就回家了。
And the younger son went home.
他父亲一看到他呢，他连说话的机会都还没有。
And the father saw him, and the son didn't even get a chance to open his mouth.
父亲已经又抱又亲了。
The father was already embracing him and kissing him.
小儿子终于有时间说话了。
The younger son finally had a chance to speak.
他把他的话讲了一遍，最后一句话还没讲，父亲又把他打断了。
And he only said half of what he wanted to say, and then his father already interrupted again.
把我当作一个雇工吧，这句话没有机会讲。
He never had the opportunity to say to his father, "Treat me as one of your hired men."
因为这实在是不是父亲所要的。
Because this truly is not what the father wants.
父亲要的是儿子回来。
The father wants the son to return.
是浪子回头。
It is the returning of a prodigal son.
所以一回来呢，父亲马上就把上好的袍子拿出来，戒指戴上，把鞋给他穿上。
So the minute he comes home, he put a best robe on him and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet.
我想儿子回来的时候一定是衣裳破烂，连鞋子都没有。
I'm sure the son, when he returned, he was in rags and he didn't have shoes.
可是父亲呢，把他袍子披上，给他尊贵。
But the father put a robe on him and gave him a royalty.
给他戴戒指呢，代表他的权柄。
And he also put a ring on his hand, signifying the power that he has.
把鞋穿在他脚上，让他与这个世界分别。
And he also put sandals on his feet so that he can be separated from the world.
啊，宰了牛犊给他吃。
And he also killed the calf.
这比吃那个豆荚好多了。
This is better than eating the pot.
我不知道儿子现在的心情是怎么样。
I don't know what the younger son is feeling.
因为这里呢。儿子没有再讲话了。
Because from this point on, the younger son said nothing.
可是这里看到父亲在儿子的身上是有美好的旨意。
However, you can see that the father has a beautiful will toward the son in his heart.
需要他来继承产业，要让他一同得荣耀。
The father wants the son to inherit his inheritance.
这是父神在我们每个蒙恩儿女身上的一个心意。
This is the desire of the Father in every single one who has been saved by grace.
那我们看到耶和华是我的产业，是我杯中的份。
So that we can see that the Lord is the portion of our inheritance and our cup.
我所有的你为我持守。
And He support our lot.
主量我的地界，坐落在佳美之处，我的产业实在是美好。
The lines have fallen to me in beautiful places. Indeed, my heritage is beautiful to me.
弟兄姐妹们。
Friends and sisters,
我们在地上都在走一条道路。
We're all walking, partaking in a path on this earth.
我们是在走怎么样的道路呢
？What kind of a path are you partaking?
我们在走一个离家的道路呢，还是在走一个回家的道路
？Is the path taking you away or toward home?
我们是都在一个怎么样的光景里面呢
？What condition are we in?
我们是不是离开了那起初的爱呢？
Have we left our first love?
我们是不是与主没有交通了呢
？Have we ceased fellowship with the Lord?
我们当下就应该醒悟过来。
Then we need to immediately come to our senses.
因为一条回家的道路在等着我们。
Because the path of returning home is waiting for us.
我们在地上，趁着还有今天，我们要回到父神的家里面。
So today, while we still have today, we need to return to the Father's house.
浪子回家的道路是每一个蒙恩的儿女都要经历的。
Every single one who has been saved by grace has to go through the path of the prodigal son.
借着这样的经历呢，一次又一次的神来制作我们。
Through this experience, one by one, the Lord is constituting Himself in us.
看到我们自己的悖逆。
So that we can see our own rebellion.
除去我们这个己。
And we need to cast away the self.
肉体的私欲。
So that we can cast away the lusts of the flesh.
眼目的情欲。
We can cast away the lust of the eyes.
今生的骄傲。
And we can cast away the boastful pride of life.
让主把我们制成那贵重的器皿。
So that the Lord can constitute honorable vessels.
能够合主左右。
So that we can be useful to the Master.
弟兄姐妹们。
Friends and sisters.
成为一个浪子并不可怕。
It is not a horrendous thing to be the prodigal son.
可怕的是不知道自己是一个浪子。
What is horrendous is that we do not know that we are the prodigal son.
不知道回家。
And we do not know to return home.
不知道父亲的心意。
And we do not know the heart of the father.
不知道父亲的爱。
And we do not know the love of the father.
他是已经爱我们了。
He has already loved us.
这爱是很久忍耐永不失败的爱。
And this love is suffering long. It is kind and never fails.
我们如果在哪里跌倒，我们要从哪里站起来。
Wherever we have fallen, we need to stand up from there.
我们要像浪子一样，我们要有勇气回家。
We need to be like the prodigal son. We need to have the courage to return home.
我们有时候会近乡情怯，就是当我们回家的时候，我们会有惧怕。
Well, when sometimes we are a little afraid to go home.
可是我们知道，我们的父是在等着我们回家。
However, we know that our Father is waiting for us to go home.
从另外一个角度来看。
From a different perspective.
今天我们每个人都在走回家的道路。
Today, every one of us is partaking the path to go home.
就着我们生命来说。
As it relates to our lives.
我们是一天一天的走向生命的尽头。
Day by day, we're marching toward the end of our lives.
我们在这个地上不过是客旅，是寄居的。
We are just merely sojourners on this earth.
我们有一天都要跟我们的主相见。
One day we will see our Lord.
最近很多连长的弟兄姐妹离开我们。
Recently, a lot of older, elderly brothers and sisters have departed from us.
我们相信他们现在是与主同在。
We believe that they are now with the Lord.
有一天，那爱我们的主，他要带领许多的儿子进到荣耀里面。
One day, the Lord who loves us will lead many sons into glory.
我们今天应该明白神的心意。
Today, we need to know the heart of God.
他要我们走一条称义、成圣、得荣耀的道路。
He wants us to take part in this path that is through sanctification and justification and to become righteous.
是一条回家的道路。
And this is a path of returning home.
当见主面的时候，主可以向我们说，你是又忠心又良善的仆人。
So that when we see the Lord, He can say to us, good and faithful servants.
所以从浪子的比喻，我们看到。
So from the parable of the prodigal son,
我们看到三件事。
We can see three things.
第一件事，神要把这个小儿子故宫的心态给拿掉。
First, the Lord needs to remove the attitude of the hired man from the younger son.
第二点，那我们学到离了主，我们什么都不能做。
Secondly, He wants us to learn that apart from Him, we can do nothing.
所以我们常常住在主的里面，有主有交通，在教会里面和弟兄姐妹有交通。
Therefore, we need to abide in Him and have fellowship with Him, and also have fellowship with the brothers and sisters.
第三点，就让我们看到我们生命的目的就是得主喜悦。
And thirdly, we need to see that the goal of our life is to have this joy.
你看浪子回头，父亲是何等的喜悦。
To give joy to the father, because you see, when the prodigal son returns, how pleased the father is.
愿主向我们的心说话。
May the Lord speak to our hearts.
如果我们还不认识主，让我们来悔改，来认识我们的主。
If we do not know the Lord, may us repent and know the Lord.
如果我们离家太远了。我们要回家。
If we are too far away from home, we need to return home.
我们一起来唱诗歌630首，好不好？
We need to sing, let's sing together hymn 630.